This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What we need to understand that salah is fard, fasting is also fard. It's two compulsory acts that are coming together and both are intertwined. You can't be fasting on the one side and missing salah on the other side. Many of us only manage to perform Maghrib salah, or many of us are only coming once or twice to the masjid during the day. We need to make a greater effort to see that we get our salah in order. Salah is the first thing that Allah will question us on the day of Qiyamah in terms of a'mal. And if our salah is in order, everything else inshallah will be in order. And if our salah is not in order, then I'm afraid it's going to impact on the rest of the stages that are to follow. So salah is for our benefit. It's an intimate conversation between us and our Creator. It should be done out of love. Whenever we hear the Muaddin saying, Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala al-falah, come for salah, come to success, it's a call by one lover to another lover. Allah the Beloved is calling his lover, and Allah is saying, come to the house of Allah, kneel in front of me, prostrate and bow down in front of me, and show me your love, show and profess your love for me. So salah is a very personal ibadah.